Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Is college worth it when you look at the expense? And I know there are some professions where you certainly have to have accreditations, and but the amount of money that people spend and are in debt for, it's a great question.
Yeah. I mean, it is daunting, first of all, to look at the amount of debt that some of the young folks are actually carrying and the total outstanding student loans that are running through the U.S., $1.5 trillion. So let me break down a few of the numbers so we have them. It is true that even though you don't really need a college degree for many jobs, a lot of employers are requiring them anyway. So it becomes a bit of an entrance card into the labor force. We also know that those folks who earn bachelor's degrees often, generally, I would say, and I would on average, make a lot more than those who have high school degrees. So for men, it's $900,000 more in median income, so almost $1 million over the course of a career. For women, it's $630,000. And as you might expect, it kind of depends where you go to school, how big that differential is. But maybe you would say to yourself with this college scandal, oh, of course, these people are going to pay their way into an elite school. Don't pay your way into a mediocre school. Or maybe the kids didn't need that. But the weird thing is that the wage differential is really different at elite schools depending on where you start. So if you start in the upper class, like these crazy parents are in the upper class who bought their kids way in, If you start there, then the college you attend doesn't make that much difference. Why? The parents already have the network. They can open the door for you. But if you're a middle to lower income kid, you come from a household with lower to middle income, and you get into one of these elite schools, that's when we see the differential blow up. You really gain huge ground, and you skip over lots of different categories and go right up into sort of the top 20% of earners. So where does that college degree pay off the most? For the middle or lower class kid who can go to the elite institution.
And there are many jobs here. If someone's uncertain about what they want to do if they go to school and they spend maybe 4 years trying to figure that out and end up with degrees that they don't utilize, there are many trades that are booming in this region in particular where they are starving for good young talent.
It's amazing. I spoke to a couple of people in manufacturing, and they really are bummed out about this college degree focus because they think, hey, if we get people who come out of high school and we can train them in a technical area that, you know, I'm not saying it's the best thing in the world because a liberal arts education is wonderful, but for someone who wants to come out of high school and says, I don't really want to spend 4 years in school. I want to go make some money first and see what I want to do. This is a great idea. You can go get certified. You can have some expertise, you go work for a big company, you save a few bucks, and then you see whether you're going to go back to school and get something out of it rather than, you know, how shall we say it, the four-year kegger.
Yeah, and you end up with a tab for many who can't afford to pay up front, which is few really, especially from the kid's standpoint. It's either the parents, grandparents chipping in. So you leave that student who's entering the workforce with a $50,000, $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 loan to pay off.
Yeah. I mean, look, it is true that I think the average student loan balance is sort of in the 30-something thousand dollars. But imagine if you have that $30,000 or $40,000, you graduate, you go to say, oh, I want, you know, we did a piece on this last week on CBS This Morning. We said we found this woman who was an art history major. She goes off and gets a master's because essentially that's what the people, her professors tell her, like, you want to go be working at a curator of some great arts institution, you need a master's. And she went into debt, $60,000 in debt. And you know what happened? She got out and she got an $11 an hour job.
Oh, geez.
I mean, can you imagine?
No.
And So it's not a great idea to go out and just assume tons of debt. We've got to be much more thoughtful about how we approach this topic. It's not easy. It's not easy to have conversations with your kids when they're freshmen in high school to say, hey, look, honey, we want you to get a college degree. We want you to be smart about this. But let's also, as a family, make good decisions so we're not saddling you or the family or the parents, by the way, who are delaying retirement and making some very bad choices themselves. Let's not do that to ourselves. Let's have conversations.
Jill Schlesinger, live from New York. Jill, have a great week.
Take care.
CBS News senior business analyst. And again, you might want to check out The Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money. Jill's book just out a few weeks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.